Telling the Truth by Heather Plett. I want to tell the truth, I said. I want to be more free to share my stories and speak up for what I believe in. I know, Tenderness said, sitting next to me at the kitchen table. I want that for you. I don't know why it's always been so hard, I said. I like to think I'm a courageous person, but there are so many times I just clam up when I feel like I should speak. What risk do you think anxiety is trying to protect you from? Tenderness asked. Maybe she thinks that I'll get hurt if I speak the truth, I said. Maybe she thinks I'll be abandoned. That sounds true, Tenderness said. Your body probably has a memory of the consequences of saying something that makes others uncomfortable or that contradicts what they believe. What happens in your body when you try to speak? My throat starts to close, I said. My heart starts beating quickly. There's a buzzing in my ears, and my legs get restless, like I want to run from the room. Your nervous system has done well all of these years, trying to protect you from what it perceives will be harmful. Tenderness reached for my hand as she spoke. I guess that's true, but I've always been annoyed with myself when that happens. Why can't I do better? Consider this, Tenderness said. There's a scared little girl inside you who's directing your nervous system, telling it how terrified she is that she'll be punished for telling the truth. You don't want to be cruel to that little girl, do you? No, of course not, I said. Maybe the little girl first needs to know that she is safe, that you won't abandon her anymore. Maybe she's never had anyone stick up for her before. Maybe the only way she knows how to get your attention is through those sensations you feel in your body. But what can I do to let her know she's safe? Well, Tenderness said, what would you do if one of your daughters was scared of a monster under the bed? Probably crawl into bed with her, I said. And maybe, once she's brave enough, I'd crawl under the bed with her to help her see there are no monsters. Or I might help her turn her monsters into friends. Maybe the little girl inside you needs the same, Tenderness said. Keep showing her that your body is a safe place for her to live. Demonstrate for her that you'll stick around to defend her against monsters. And then when she believes that she has a grown-up you as an ally, she'll be ready to crawl under the bed with you to test her theory. How do I do that? I asked. Start by acknowledging her and believing her. Stop telling her she's ridiculous and childish and overly emotional. Soothe her fears instead of dismissing them. You've been so hard on her before because you're expecting her to be a grown-up, Tenderness said. I guess I keep thinking that by now I should be over all of that stuff, I said. It's foolish for a grown woman to behave this way. There's a part of you that's not a grown woman, though, Tenderness said. There's a part of you that stayed the same age you were when those bad things happened to you. That little girl doesn't need to control your life the way she sometimes tries to do when she's scared, but she needs to know she matters and that you'll keep her safe. If I'm more kind to her, I asked, she'll let me be more courageous when I need to speak? I expect so, Tenderness said. She doesn't want to hold you back. She just doesn't want to be abandoned. Tenderness started to smile as a new thought formed. You might discover, in fact, that once you reclaim her and help her feel secure, she'll teach you how to play again. I said. That's an interesting possibility. And when the little girl in you is soothed, courage has an easier time showing up to guide you into the next step. Playfulness and courage, I said, that's a great combination. Those are both things that the little girl in you has oodles of when she feels secure. Your job is to help her feel secure. Reflections. What keeps you from telling the truth? How do you respond when anxiety shows up? How can you help your inner child crawl under the bed to check for monsters? What does the monster under your bed look like? Draw or paint it.